T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, because fake news leads to huge, divides in people's beliefs, and fake news can cause serious issues.
KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Thursday morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Guilty verdict for 3 men involved in Western Kansas bomb plot.
2.
Wichita police investigating 2 recent homicides.
1.
Windy, dry conditions continue to create fire danger across Kansas. 3 big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have the northbound left lane of the Kansas Turnpike closed, and just north of K96, they're doing some inside shoulder work there. Traffic update on KNSS, brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 63 degrees, yesterday's high 64. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 40. Friday, mostly sunny. However, a 20% chance for late showers Friday night. The high tomorrow of 64 degrees, now partly cloudy. 36 degrees, north wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 8:47 now, Steve and Ted. And police have arrested a motorist who stripped naked and danced in the street following a multi-vehicle crash west of Detroit. Police say the man plowed his pickup into other vehicles Tuesday, got out of the truck, and took off his clothing. Witness Ghazi Khalaf said the man remarked to police that he was fine after throwing off his clothing.
Yeah, something's wrong there.
Said the man tried to run away but was caught and handcuffed by officers. Police were not immediately sure what caused the pickup driver's erratic behavior. One person hospitalized from the crash that involved at least 5 vehicles. No serious injuries are reported.
Well, at least that's
obviously, this guy needs to have maybe the dosage adjusted on whatever drugs he's taking.
Something's messed up there.
Something's not right with that one. Here's a story we've been, a lot of us in media have been following this story for quite a while, Ted. An Alabama mayor says the last train car full of New York City sludge that has stunk up her town has finally been emptied. For more than 2 months, the sludge has blown an unbearable stench throughout the small town of Parrish. Mayor Heather Hall said on social media that all of the containers have been emptied now. Some are still awaiting shipment back to the Northeast U.S.
See, that was my idea, was send it back to New York and New Jersey, where if there's a problem.
It's a byproduct. Well,
the poor people in Alabama shouldn't have to.
It's a byproduct of New York's excrement. It was shipped to the nearby Big Sky landfill.
Oh, boy.
Hall said after a public outcry, the Norfolk Southern Railroad required Big Sky to hire more truck drivers to remove the sludge. So they were going to put it in the landfill down there. Oh, that's great. Experts say other states send their waste to Alabama due to low landfill fees and lax zoning laws.
Oh, boy.
New York has discontinued shipments for now. Bad publicity for New York City. Well, you got to get rid of it someplace. And basically take it to another state. And
yeah,
let them deal with it as far away
as you can get.
Stocks closed broadly higher Wednesday on Wall Street. Investors responding to some positive company earnings reports. The S&P 500 saw its third gain in as many days. The index rose 2 points. Dow lost over 38 points. And meanwhile, the NASDAQ composite climbed 14 points. The U.S. government has agreed to chip in $51 million to clean up pollution at a Seattle site where the Boeing company made and tested B-17, B-52, and other bomber planes beginning in World War II. Boeing had sought to have the government pay for a share of this company's cleanup costs, which it says have reached $220 million and counting. So Boeing says, well, we built all these airplanes at a profit to help the war effort. Now the government has to help us clean up afterwards.
Hmm.
And they're getting their way for at least
a little bit.
New Jersey officials have approved a $4.3 million in state subsidies to keep the 2019 Miss America pageant in Atlantic City. Where else could they have
Well, that's where it should be.
Yeah. The state casino.
They moved it to Vegas and no one cared.
State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority approved the funding Tuesday after months of uncertainty over the pageant's future. Got to stay right there.
Needs to be in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. All right. Every day in the United States, consumers throw out nearly a pound of food each, according to new research. In a surprising finding, the report also showed a link between quality of diet and food waste. The healthier a person's diet, the more food they throw in the trash. You believe that? Doesn't make sense.
I'm not sure I understand that, but go ahead.
Between 2007 and 2014, U.S. consumers wasted nearly 150,000 tons of food per day. And that's nearly a pound a person. It equates to about 30% of the average daily calories consumed for every American. 30%. And the study also found 30 million acres of land and 4.2 trillion gallons of water wasted on food that goes uneaten each year. Researchers also found higher quality diets were linked to higher levels of waste. Of the 22 food groups studied, fruits and vegetables were wasted the most, accounting for 39% of the total waste. That was followed by dairy at 17%, meat and mixed meats dishes at 14%. Ted, I know that you do not waste fruits and vegetables because you rarely eat them.
Right.
They're never on your
menu.
And
in the dairy and meats category,
yeah,
it's all consumed.
And if you're
obviously, this study has never been to a radio station.
Yeah, because if
any morsel of food that gets put out there in the kitchen, it is gone.
Somebody brings in a dozen donuts. If you're not out there like that, they're gone.
Oh, even one of our station luncheons. You ever seen any?
Well, we got one tomorrow
coming out of here. No, it all gets eaten.
Do you have any idea what we're gonna have for chow tomorrow at that thing?
Beats me.
I'm just wondering because if it's not really good, our Brad Horning, our promotion guy. If it's not really good, I'm going to beg off and say, hey, I got allergies. I'm going to go home early. What do you think?
You've already got an exit strategy.
I've got an idea. All right, a new executive at a Wichita construction company. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Key Construction has named Jennifer Evans its new chief financial officer. She'll oversee all aspects of finance and accounting for the company. Evans has been Key's controller. She's been with the company since 2007. Evans has been serving as acting CFO since Carrie Lindholm left the company in 2016. Evans was a member of the Wichita Business Journal's Emerging Leaders Program. Textron Aviation deliveries increased in the first quarter of the year, and the improvement drove better financial performance for the company. Textron's aviation division delivered 36 aircraft in the first quarter. That's up one aircraft over the first quarter of 2017. Profit went from $36 million to $72 million. And the National Transportation Safety Board says its preliminary investigation into an incident Tuesday on a Southwest Airlines 737 shows that a jet engine fan blade may have broken off. The part failed about 20 minutes into its flight from New York to Dallas. The pilot was able to land in Philadelphia. One woman was killed. Several people were injured. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Thank you, Bill. Today is National Garlic Day.
Okay.
This stinking rose is a member of the lily family. This family also includes onions, leeks, and shallots. While garlic originated in Asia over 7,000 years ago, it is used in a variety of cuisines, but it's also used for medicinal purposes. Considered an herbal remedy for colds, and it's been suggested to reduce blood pressure and cholesterol. Modern science has proven garlic's antibiotic properties. Does it ward off vampires, too? Is that garlic?
It makes, makes almost anything taste better.
Well, I don't think I really ate garlic till I got married, and my wife is Greek, so everything she cooks has garlic in it, Spaghetti, sauce, garlic.
It's just fantastic seasoning and use for recipes.
Chocolate chip cookies, garlic. It's in all of them there. So. I love garlic. Garlic is good. We're celebrating Garlic Day. How about that?
Why not?
8:55.
Because warding off vampires.
There you go. 8:55, Stephen Ted. Coming up, KNSS News at 9, sorghum farmers fear China trade restrictions. That's on the way, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.